Well, hello, good evening, and welcome. We had a few folks dial in early on our inbound line. Thank you so much for being on time and prompt. Again, good evening and welcome, everyone, to our Logan County Electric Cooperative's 90th annual meeting of members. We are so delighted to have you with us tonight. Please stay on the line. We'll begin the meeting shortly. Again, hello, good evening, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to our Logan County Electric Cooperative's 90th annual meeting of members. We are so glad to have you all with us tonight. Thanks for your patience as it takes just a little while for the dial-out. We'll begin our meeting officially in just a moment. Now, you should have received a packet of information from us, which we will be referencing throughout the meeting tonight. If you don't have your packet handy, that is fine. You can access all the materials on our website. It's logancounty.coop. Again, access that packet of information that we sent out to you that we'll be referencing throughout the meeting. If you don't have it handy, that's fine. Just go to our website, logancounty.coop, and click on Annual Meeting and Report. Now, I love to share this as a token of our appreciation. Members who stay on the call for at least 20 minutes will qualify for a $20 bill credit. We really do value your participation and look forward to engaging with you as we discuss important updates and plans for the future of our cooperative. Your involvement is crucial to our continued success. So thank you again for joining us tonight. And with that, it is now my pleasure to introduce the co-op's chairman of the board, Scott Hall. Scott, the floor is yours.
Good evening, co-op members. On behalf of the Board of Trustees and the co-op's employees, welcome to the 90th annual meeting of Logan County Electric Cooperative. Before we begin the business meeting, please note if your call drops during our meeting, you can rejoin by calling the toll-free number provided on page one of the information packet. This information is also on our website. Go to logancounty.coop, C-O-O-P, and click the blue button labeled Annual Meeting and Report. At this time, I declare that we have a quorum present. I officially call this meeting to order. Please refer to your information packet for the minutes of the 2025 annual meeting. Again, if you don't have your packet, you can find the minutes on our website, logancounty.coop, and click on the annual meeting and report. For our first motion tonight, I need to ask our members to approve the minutes from the 2025 annual meeting. Does anybody have any further additions or corrections to the minutes? If you do, please press zero on your phone. Your comments will be shared with the co-op staff who are conducting our meeting. We will wait a minute to see if there are any additions or corrections. While we wait, I will bring to the attention of our members living in District 1, which is Stokes and Bloomfield Township, and District 4, Jefferson, Perry, Monroe, and Zane. Your districts are up for election next year. This fall, the co-op will mail each member in those districts a trustee interest card. If you are interested in serving on the Board of Trustees, please follow the instructions on the card to contact the co-op and express your interest. Our staff will follow up with you. If you have any questions about the election process, please contact the cooperative. It is vital to the cooperative's future success of our members to engage in the trustee election. As a member-owned organization, we rely on the active participation and leadership of our trustees to guide decisions and ensure that the co-op is meeting the needs of our community. Serving on the Board of Trustees is an excellent way to influence the direction of our co-op and contribute to its growth and sustainability. And we are grateful for our members who are willing to serve on the Board of Trustees and for those who participate in the trustee election. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
Okay, members listening on the phone, to make a motion, please press 1 on your phone. Again, to make a motion, please press 1 on the keypad on your phone. We have a motion.
Is there a second?
All right, members, again, to make a second, please press 1 on your phone right now. Again, to make a second, press 1 on the keypad on your phone. We have a second.
We have a motion and a second. We will now vote on the motion to accept the minutes.
Excellent. Thank you so much, members. Again, now, on the keypad on your phone, all those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please signify by pressing 1. Those opposed, please press 2. So again, members, all those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please signify by pressing 1. Those opposed, press 2.
Motion carried. Our next order of business is to hear the nominating committee report and announce the results of the trustee election. The nominating committee plays a crucial role in identifying and recommending qualified candidates for the Board of Trustees, ensuring that our leadership remains strong and effective. The co-op's president and CEO, Tim Street, will now present the nominating committee report, which can be found on page 6 of the information packet.
Thank you, Scott. I would like to take a moment to recognize and thank the dedicated members who served on the nominating committee. District 1, Lance Hill. District 2, Scott Reisner. District 3, David Evans. District 4, Jay Ackley. District 5, Greg Kreischer. District 6, Tim Jenkins, and District 7, Gary Ginter. It is the responsibility of this committee to select no more than 2 candidates from each district to run in the trustee election. It was a pleasure working with you. The committee convened on January 5th to interview 4 members who expressed their interest in serving as trustees for the districts up for election. After interviews with each candidate, the committee unanimously approved a motion to present Phil Altstetter and Kevin Barth as candidates for District 2, and Jim Rice as the candidate for District 3. The choices made by the nominating committee and your involvement in the trustee election directly impacts how the co-op addresses future challenges. This collaborative effort is what makes our cooperative stronger together. I would like to introduce Kylie Vermillion from the law firm of Smith, Smith, Montgomery, and Chamberlain to announce the results of the trustee election.
Thank you, Tim. The co-op contracted the survey and ballot systems to manage all aspects of the voting process. This partnership with a disinterested third-party vendor ensures a smooth, transparent, and secure election, reflecting our commitment to integrity. The candidate in each district receiving the most votes will be elected to a 3-year term on the co-op's Board of Trustees. The firm of Smith, Smith, Montgomery, and Chamberlain has validated this election, and I am pleased to present the results to you tonight. We received 673 ballots in this election, representing 16.97% of the eligible voting members. The member receiving the most votes in District 2 was Phil Altstetter. The member receiving the most votes in District 3 was Jim Rice. Congratulations to our newly elected trustees. I now turn the meeting over to Chairman Hall.
Before we move forward, I want to again say thank you to all of our members who participated in this election. Your active involvement in the democratic process is invaluable and highlights the strength of our cooperatives. So thank you for your commitment and for being an engaged member of our cooperative. As we look ahead to next year's election, it's essential to establish a strong nominating committee. I am pleased to present proposed members of the 2027 nominating committee listed in your packet of information on page 6. The proposed committee members are Lance Hill, Scott Reisner, David Evans, Jay Ackley, Greg Kreischer, Tim Jenkins, and Gary Ginter. Can I have a motion to confirm the 2027 nominating committee?
All right, members, you know what to do. To make a motion to confirm the 2027 nominating committee, please press 1 on the keypad on your phone. Again, make a motion, please press 1 on the keypad on your phone. We have a motion.
We have a first. Is there a second?
All right, members, again, now to make a second, please press 1 on the keypad on your phone. Again, to make a second to confirm the 2027 nominating committee, please press 1 on the keypad on your phone. Thank you, members, for participating so well tonight.
We have a motion and a second, and we'll now vote to confirm the 2027 nominating committee.
Thank you so much. Now, members, all those in favor of approving the nominating committee, please signify by pressing 1. Those opposed, press 2. Again, on the keypad on your phone now, all those in favor of approving the nominating committee, please signify by pressing 1. On the keypad on your phone, those opposed, press 2.
Motion carried. Thank you. In accordance with our code of regulations, the primary purpose of this annual meeting is to report on the trustee election and to present reports for the previous fiscal year. We will begin with Tiffany Stoner, Vice President of Finance and Administration, who will present the 2025 financial report.
Thank you, Scott. Being transparent with our members about our financial health is a core value of our cooperative, and this report is key to upholding that commitment. To help you follow along with my report, please refer to pages 7 through 10 of your information packet. I would like to start by talking about revenue, which is the money generated from the sale of electric in our case. There is a graph showing revenue for you on page 7 of your mailer. Revenue for 2025 was $24,379,314, which was $1,879,362 higher than what we generated in the prior year. $1.6 million of that increase, however, was due to the increase in the cost of power generation and was passed through in billing. Kilowatt hour consumption also increased in 2025. Kilowatt sales for 2024 had been 181,101,443, and in 2025, they were 186,283,259. This was a 2.9% increase in kilowatt hour consumption. This was the case in most revenue classes. Residential usage was increased by 5.8% year over year. Small commercial also increased in usage in 2025 by 5.4%. While usage varies some from year to year, the mix of revenue source remains somewhat consistent as compared to prior years, with residential bringing in 49% of our revenue dollars, and large and small commercial together also totaling 49%. The remaining 2% was revenue from public buildings and street lighting. Moving on to expenses on page 8. These are the costs to operate that are paid out of the income that was generated and shown on page 7. Total expenses for 2025 showed an increase of $1,794,919 from 2024. Granted, that power cost increase we spoke about created $1,573,067 of that increased number. This represents a 10.5% increase in generation costs. In addition, operations and maintenance and administration saw a 3% and a 4.78% increase as well, respectively, year over year. Of our $24,079,742 in expenses, $16,522,594 were related to the cost of power. The cooperative receives a bill each month from our power generator, just as our members do, and it has been greater than $1.4 million each month. These costs rose again this year, and in 2025, we expect it to continue in subsequent years as we continue to see the cost of power generation and transmission increasing. Those power costs in the largest dark shaded area represented 69% of total expenses paid by the cooperative, and we expect that number to grow as fuel costs remain higher than ever before. The other 31% is shown in the pie chart on page 8 as well. These are the other operating costs of our business, such as line maintenance, substation maintenance, tree trimming, consumer account, management, kilowatt taxes to the state of Ohio, and interest on debt. These are the distribution expenses to run the co-op and bring power to our members. Turning to page 9, this financial report is the detail supporting the graphs that we have been looking at. For example, line 1 is the revenue from electric sales. Line 2 is the cost of purchased power. The next 13 lines are the smaller pieces of that expense pie, covering those operations, distribution, maintenance, administrative costs, depreciation, taxes, and interest. The important thing to take away from this report is that our actual operating margins of $299,572 are only about 33% of the total net margins for the period. The remaining portion is largely due to our Buckeye Power capital credits, which are allocated to us yearly by our cooperative power generator, but those are not actually cash in hand for use in covering cooperative expenses. Our margins, while slim, were enough to carry our activities and retire our yearly capital credits back to you, our member owners. Since we are talking about capital credits, on page 10, we were able to retire $634,151 of patronage capital back to our members last year, a large chunk of that being in the form of general retirement bill credits in early December. In total, that brings our retirements life to date up to $14,924,715. This is our way of rotating member ownership and returning equity to our members, while keeping rates competitive and being sure that service remains our number one priority. Lastly, our audit by Ray and Associates was wrapped up in mid-March for the 2025 financial period. And again, we received a clear opinion. This means that our financial statements were fairly represented and that no adjusting entries were required. At that point, we officially rolled the books into the year 2026. We are currently gearing up for budgeting already for next year, 2027. Thank you for hanging on the line to hear a bit of my cooperative bean counting. Have a happy summer, and we look forward to seeing you at our upcoming ice cream social.
Thank you, Tiffany. Now our president and CEO, Tim Street, will deliver the president's report.
Thanks, Scott. Good evening, members, and welcome to the 90th Annual Meeting of Members. I appreciate your participation in this annual meeting town hall. 90 years, local service, engaging members. Logan County Electric Cooperative is determined to connect with and serve our members in a manner that will remind them that the cooperative was made by and for our local community. As a member of the cooperative, I often think about what information do you want to receive from us, or more simply, what matters most to you? Three things come to mind. One, what your cooperative is doing about the cost of electricity. Two, how we respond when the power goes out. And three, what we're doing to improve service. Let's talk about the one item we all notice first, the electric bill. You count on us to provide the energy you need every day and to provide you with honest facts when it comes to your service. As we have discussed this past year, the need to adjust rates would be implemented this spring. I wish I could tell you rates would be trending downward, but as you've seen at the fuel pump, the grocery store, and everywhere in between, costs have continued to rise. For our co-op, material prices like our poles, wire, and transformers have gone up at least 52% on average. It's important to remember that over 90 years ago, Logan County Electric Cooperative was formed to serve the rural areas of Logan County that the larger for-profit utilities passed over. We serve over 4,800 members and maintain over 690 miles of infrastructure. We must stretch every dollar and do more with less. So considering these challenges, how do we accomplish more with less? We hold the line whenever possible. And when rate adjustments are made, we do so only when necessary. It's our job to manage the costs we can before we bring the adjustment to you, our members. We also do as much work in-house as possible and invest in maintenance so small problems don't turn into expensive ones. Every decision we make is focused on keeping your power as affordable as possible without sacrificing safety and reliability. Second piece you likely care about is outages, more specifically, how quickly we respond when the lights go out. In 2025, Logan County Electric Cooperative's electric service availability is in the top 25%, benchmarked against over 800 electric cooperatives nationwide, averaging 96 minutes per member without power. So for much of the year, your power is on, and when it isn't, our goal is to restore it safely and efficiently as possible. Our crew is on call 24/7. When outages happen, linemen don't just flip a switch. They are often working in rough conditions at night or in severe weather. So we continue to invest in training, equipment, and system improvements so we can identify problems faster and restore service as quickly as possible. We work hard to proactively notify you when we have planned outages. The third point you would like to know is what we are doing to improve your service. A big part of that is maintenance, trimming trees, replacing aging infrastructure, and upgrading equipment before it fails. Those things aren't always visible, but they prevent outages before they happen. This past year, we trimmed or clear-cut 50 miles of trees and replaced over 163 poles. These improvements don't just happen overnight, but they add up to better reliability over time. Again, it comes back to doing more with less and doing it responsibly. At the end of the day, Logan County Electric Cooperative exists to serve you, our members. This cooperative is more than poles and wires. It's neighbors serving neighbors. We are proud to carry out the business model, including providing capital credits to our member owners. When possible, we return any excess revenue to our members via capital credits based on your usage during the year of retirement. Providing safe, reliable service at an affordable cost is not just something we say, it is something we strive for every day. We appreciate your participation in our annual meeting over the telephone, but we miss the engagement that happens before and after the meeting. So back by popular demand, on June 23rd, we are going to have an ice cream social at the office for our members to come by from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Have some ice cream and visit with the board of directors, staff, and your fellow members. We look forward to seeing you later this month. Additionally, we know your lives get busy, and we recognize that a large portion of our membership will be at the county fair. So we're bringing the cooperative to you. We'll be hosting an exhibitor grab-and-go lunch on move-in day. Stop by and see us at the Shelter House Pavilion to pick up lunch on us. It's our way of saying thank you, staying connected, and meeting you where you are. Members are at the forefront of the cooperative, and I would like to thank everyone who participated in the American Consumer Satisfaction Index, or ACSI, survey. Your input plays a vital role in helping us improve and better serve you. We're proud to share that we maintained a strong performance this year, earning a score of 89, a reflection of our continued commitment to high-quality service. If you are interested in learning more about the cooperative and what powers you, join us for the Cardinal Plant Tour, September 17th. We're excited to offer our members an exclusive opportunity to tour the Cardinal Power Plant. Spots are limited, so be sure to call the office to reserve your place today. Don't miss this chance to get a behind-the-scenes look at one of the key facilities powering our community. Finally, tonight marks the final annual meeting for Jerry Fry as a trustee of the cooperative. Throughout his 35 years of serving Logan County Electric Cooperative, Jerry's calm, quiet demeanor never wavered, as he always had a deep sense of responsibility and care for our members and the communities we serve. He has been a trusted voice and a steady presence in the boardroom that will leave a lasting impact. His legacy will continue to influence our work for years to come. We are grateful for the time and energy he has dedicated to the cooperative. Jerry, thank you. Let me also say thank you to the people behind your power, our employee team. No matter what department they are in, what job they perform, or what is asked of them, every employee comes to work with the same goals: making safety a priority, delivering reliable electric service, and offering nothing less than exceptional member service. The co-op is who we are because we were made by and for this local community. I appreciate all that you do. In closing, as a member, you are not just a consumer. You are an active participant in the success of our cooperative and the well-being of our community. The cooperative truly is lucky to have so much support from our members, and we do everything we can to return that support. I encourage you to stay informed, stay engaged, and let's continue building a stronger, more vibrant community together. Chairman Hall, I will now turn the meeting back over to you.
Thank you, Tim. This concludes our business for this evening. If you have any questions or comments for the cooperative, you will be instructed on how to leave a voicemail at the end of the meeting. On behalf of the Logan County Electric Cooperative's Board of Trustees and employees, thank you for your participation in our 90th annual meeting. We value your engagement, and we look forward to continuing to serve you in the future. I officially declare this meeting adjourned. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you once again for being part of our cooperative.